Yeah. Welcome to Digger Talk Radio, where we talk about music production, politics, technology, and oh yeah, entertainment. Glad to be back with y'all. Big shout out to StreetsDRadio.com. We got a whole lot to talk about. Now, the recording industry's latest trick to squeeze money from digital downloads is this new technology suggesting that the value of a digital download should be taken into consideration because it allows people to transfer music to different devices. To put it plain and simple, they want to charge you for having the ability to transfer your music. Now remember, this is the same industry that has been trying to come up with different technologies such as the DRM to prevent you from transferring your music in the first place. Now, to back up their claim, they believe it's obvious that it's a value to be able to transfer your music around. Otherwise, why would people want to do it? Yeah, right. That's like me going down to the Chevrolet dealers to buy a Chevy Tahoe. And then after I buy it, Chevy calls me up like, yo, we didn't think you were going to want to drive around, but we didn't think you were going to put some rims on the truck. Man, once I purchase music, the deal is done. Point blank. I don't know what they're trying to do. And the shiesty part about this is they're trying to get the government involved to enforce this. But they're going to have major problems because, in my opinion, the value that the record company brings is the music. It's not the technology. I mean, the record company didn't invent the CD or the cassette tape or the digital download in itself. So if the record companies really had the quote-unquote power for to allow us to transfer music, we wouldn't even be talking about this in the first place. Well, I don't know. Y'all let me know what y'all think about that. Call me up, 206-888-6456, Digger Talk Radio. And speaking of technology, Warner Music Group has partnered up with a group called Digonix. Now, Digonix will basically act as a middleman between Warner and various digital retailers. The company's technology analyzes how full albums are purchased, at what rate, in what time frame, and in what value, and then recommends either raising or lower the price based on the income data. I don't know. I mean, I think this might be a good marketing tool that really could pinpoint consumers' behavior. Well, and speaking of the Warner Music Group, y'all gonna love this one. Call me up. 206-888-6456, DiggerTalkRadio.com, and check this out. The head honcho in charge at the Warner Music Group has tapped industry veteran Jen Griffin to come up with a plan. Y'all gotta pay attention closely. To come up with a plan to add a monthly fee into your internet service bill for unlimited access to music. And let me repeat that. He's going to come up with a plan to add a monthly fee into your internet service bill for unlimited access to music. I'm going to tell y'all right now what this is. This is a music tax, straight up. It can even be looked at as a form of extortion if you really want to look at it. I mean, Warner's trying to prepare themselves for the last days of the selling music out of the brick and mortar stores. The plan is to develop a model that would create a pool of money from the user fees to be distributed to the artists and copyright holders. Now, y'all tell me, what's the difference between that and the county tax you pay right now? All of the county tax money is split up to pay for, like, the police, officers, firemen, etc. How are they going to determine who gets what is the question? I need to see a scale or something on how they're going to pay artists and producers. I mean, I do believe that music is on the path of being more of a, like, service rather than something tangible that you can pick up. But how are they going to pay the artists and producers? And how are they going to benefit? I mean, it's easy for the record company to just go ahead and say, yo, just charge everybody $10 per month. But where is that $10 going is the question. And is everybody going to be cool with signing up for a subscription and if they don't even buy that much music every month? I don't know. That's something to think about. Y'all hit me up. 206-888-6456. DiggerTalkRadio.com. But Warner ain't the only people playing around with this whole music as a service model. There's a whole bunch of labels playing around with that. And once they make the big switch, it's going to happen real fast, so be prepared. But now I bet you can't guess what other company is thinking about a subscription-based model. I know you might know this one. Yeah, Apple. Apple is in negotiations with a lot of major record companies to offer consumers free access to the entire iTunes library in exchange for paying a premium for Apple hardware. So what that basically means is you will pay extra for your iPod or your iPhone, but in exchange, you get free access to the whole Apple library. Doesn't sound like too bad of a deal, but again, how is the money going to trickle down to the artists is the question. Y'all let me know, DiggerTalkRadio.com. Call me up, 206-888-6456. Now, Digger Talk Radio, we talk about Apple a lot because they, you know, they making power moves, but Apple is switching their tune, no pun intended, about their pricing. Steve Jobs wants to extend Apple's lead in online sales to the mobile market, and the new 3G iPhone expected next month positions them to make the iTunes store available everywhere you have a signal. See, Jobs wants to get into the ringtone and the ringback business now. And he also wants to capitalize on those impulse buys, which become feasible on the iPhone only if purchasing can be done outside of a hotspot. Now, Steve Jobs has several hurdles he has to get over. First, in order to sell content on the iPhone that is outside of a hotspot, he's going to have to make a deal with AT&T to use their wireless service. I don't have an iPhone, so it never really occurred to me that you couldn't buy music without being in a hotspot. But anyway, next, he's going to have to change his pricing structure because labels are more in favor of a demand-based pricing system that would charge more for hot releases and less for other tracks. I mean, the labels already tried to pressure Apple by withholding some of their music from the DRM-free section of the iTunes store in the first place. We talked about this before on Digger Talk Radio. I mean, even Steve Jobs and the Universal Music Group couldn't come to an agreement about Apple's fixed pricing before, but now that Steve Jobs is trying to get into the ringtone game, he's switching his tune. Anyway, y'all call me up, 206-888-6456, DiggerTalkRadio.com. Now, Sony, they just did a deal with some of the leading cable companies like Time Warner, Comcast, and Cablevision to bring to the market these next-generation TV sets that incorporate interactive capabilities. Now, these TVs let viewers look at cable guides, download programs, or go to related content without using the cable box. Now, by increasing the number of homes with this capability for this service, it also could lead to more services, ads, and interactive programming being offered by the cable providers and cable channels. So now, not only will we be able to watch TV, but now it could be interactive according to your viewing pleasure. I mean, I can see it now. You'll be able to watch movies or shows that could have like three or four different endings, yo. That's crazy. Y'all call me up, 206-888-6456. Hit me up, DiggerTalkRadio.com. Now, some of y'all might have heard about the Death Row catalog being for sale. Now, the California Bankruptcy Court is set to auction it off on June 24th with the starting bid of $24 million. Now, back in July last year, Dr. Dre had filed an injunction claiming that he had ownership in the album The Chronic. Now, I'm real interested to see what will happen because Dr. Dre claims he agreed to give up ownership of The Chronic in exchange for payments of future royalties. And this was back in 1996. He said that he never received any payments for the classic album, and Death Row didn't hold up to their end of the deal, so that the album should be returned back to him. I don't know. Y'all hit me up and let me know what y'all think. 206-888-6456. Or hit me up on DiggerTalkRadio.com. I'm out of here. I'll see y'all next week. Later.